Wrist Cutters, A Love Story, is a new film written and directed by Goran Dukic, a Croatian-born director, and adapted from a short story by the Israeli writer Edgar Keret. It takes a rather offbeat view of the afterlife. It's set in a world that looks a lot like parts of the American desert Southwest, the less attractive parts, which is where people go after they've succeeded in killing themselves. This is an odd idea for a romantic comedy, but it works surprisingly well. This is a movie that showed up in Sundance a couple years ago, was passed almost unnoticed.
I must have dozed off.
The main character is Zia, played by Patrick Fugit, who is still probably best remembered for his role in Cameron Crowe's Almost Famous. He's a young man who has tried to kill himself after some trouble with his girlfriend, Desiree. He wakes up in this miserable afterlife, meets a Russian guy who's there with his whole suicidal Russian family. And they also befriend a young woman named McCall, the lovely Shannon Sossaman.
Where are you guys going?
Call thinks she's there by mistake. She's trying to find out whoever is in charge and get the mistake corrected.
Mike, get up.
The movie is a road picture with a strange, surreal feel of black comedy. Its sense of humor won't appeal necessarily to everyone, but I found it charming, touching, and very unpredictable. I think the moral is best summed up in a line from a Dorothy Parker poem about the perils of killing yourself. You might as well live.
This is where intervening drug users and prostitutes congregated. It was too revolting for them.